Jordan Alvarez, second major league at bat. That ball's smoked to center field. Broxton watches. That is gone. Up by the home run pump. Second major league at bat. And it's a laser beam to left center. Ground ball back to the mound. Asuna closes it out with the underhand toss to the birthday boy, Yuli Gurriel. And the Astros use five pitchers to combine for the shutout. 4-0, the final score.
I don't think he knew what to do. I mean, it's great. I mean, this is all new for him. I think, you know, don't confuse his size for his age. You know, he's a young guy, and this is all brand new for him. So, from his experience in the spring with us, I think our guys, you know, opened up with him. So he should feel comfortable in our clubhouse. But this is a big deal, and it's nice that he delivers. When, you know, I'm sure there are, I don't know how many people were in the stadium today, but they all can take credit for probably saying, "Hey, he's going to homer," and then he delivers. I mean, that's an incredible performance for him when all everybody wanted today was a homer from him. That's what everybody expected, and he did it.
Yeah, I guess he announced his presence with authority and a lot of other sportsy stuff. Let's do this. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Aaron Ribble, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send us a message. If Aaron likes it, he'll talk about it. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. Can also text the show. You know the number for that. It's a Monday. Hope everybody's in a great mood. I sure am, because this is my Thursday.
Yeah, look at you.
Probably should have taken tomorrow off because my head's already in Vegas. I'm in full-on gamble mode after this weekend. What's going on? How was your weekend?
It was long.
Yeah.
Hot.
I see you know nothing about fighting, apparently, from Twitter.
I know nothing about fighting. And my kid's baseball team won the 11U state championship this week.
Nice. Congratulations.
Yeah. After they got their ass kicked all early in the season because they've been playing against a bunch of 12- and 13-year-olds because they got bumped up a class. And this weekend, all the best 11-year-old teams were out there. And part of me on Sunday after two games was saying, man, I wouldn't be that sad if we lost here and went home. Because it was so hot.
Yeah.
And they just kept winning. And they won them all. So it was a pretty nice, cool thing. And It was fun to see because we go next week and play in the 11-year-old World Series, and that it's good that they're playing really well going into it. I think they've in the last three tournaments they've played in something like 14-1 or something. So they're playing good ball right now. So I was happy with them, even though they did make me sweat a lot.
Well, it was worth it.
It's debatable still. Debatable still.
I had a pretty awesome weekend myself. Saturday, I spent the day watching the races with my daughter. And I want to thank everybody who's stuck with me through this Triple Crown because you got rewarded handsomely.
Finally, huh?
Yeah, in a big way. And it made up for really, I mean, this wound up being a very profitable Triple Crown. And
who would have thought after your
After the way the Derby was such a mess, and then the Preakness I was just wrong on, but this one went almost exactly how I thought. And on my pregame thing, I always try to do a little write up, like the kind of thing that I used to get paid a lot of money for, on how to do things. And the whole deal was, here's how you make money when their favorites are probably going to run first or second. And it was about what you long shots to use. So one of the long shots that I used with him was Sir Winston, who won the race. And he was 12-1. And, you know, Tacitus was my key horse, first and second. And he ran second. And the horse that ran third was the longest shot on the board. and I had him
and
in third.
And you had him in the...
Yeah, because he was the only speed in the race, and he just basically got out there and walked around the track, and the rail was very speed-favoring and a big advantage. So he runs third, $1,244 for the people.
What investment?
Basically, if you did all my plays, you spent $380, but you won over $3,000. Because one of the undercard races, there was a horse called Hog Creek Hustle, who I loved, and it was funny. I stopped by the track to make a couple more bets, ran into all my little buddies at the table, and told them, hey, man, I really like this 8-horse in the 8th race. And had to sweat out an inquiry, but he wins the race at 17-1. Another long shot runs behind him. I had the Exacta for $5. I had him win place and show. And but it's kind of frustrating that what we saw in the Derby with the disqualification, because this horse, when he won, he bothered another horse, but the other horse was dying. He had no chance. He was fading.
Oh, did this at Santa Anita?
No, this was at well played, sir. Well played. But that just goes to show that the stewards don't have to take horses down if it's not going to impact the finish, and it didn't. And so they left him up, which I'm really glad, because that was a nice score. And then we kind of saw the same thing in the Belmont. The winners sort of cut off War of Will, but War of Will was dying at that point. And they weren't going to lodge a claim of foul. And this is one of those things that's kind of cheesy about horse racing. They weren't going to lodge a claim because the same trainer trained both horses, the horse that won and the horse that he bothered. So you're not going to get your other horse taken down. And it's kind of scuzzy when stuff like that happens. And this has really, I think, been the scuzziest Triple Crown. And you throw in the Santa Anita thing, man, 29 horses now. At some point, you've got to stop. Just got to stop and figure out what the hell's wrong with your track, especially when you got the Breeders' Cup there and people have got these extremely expensive horses. You can't send them out there. But anyway, it was a good day. Had an awesome weekend. Enjoyed watching Yordan Alvarez
Get
his home run. And you have a little tie to that.
I do. One of my best buddies, a guy I drink beer with quite regularly, guy I went to the Texans playoff game with this year. He's the one who caught the home run ball.
Oh, wow.
And I texted him earlier. I think he's going to come on the show. Maybe have him next segment.
Cool.
How's that work?
That'd be great.
But, yeah, he's a huge Astros fan. And, you know, I thought it was the story of how he ended up at the game and how he ended up in the spot where he was at that time. I thought it was pretty cool. So it's a pretty cool story. And I'll let him tell it when he comes on. But yeah, I was excited for him. It seemed like a pretty cool moment.
And let's see, Stanley Cup last night. I bet the Bruins.
Okay, good call.
Yeah, they were a plus number, and I just thought, well, St. Louis has never been here. It's going to be tough to close these guys out, and it was. So I hate the Bruins, but at least I made a little money.
Yeah,
and Raptors up 3-1.
Yeah,
KD back,
man,
tonight.
I don't even know what to think of this series. I mean, clearly I was totally wrong on it. Whether the Warriors come back and win or not, I was wrong. But
yeah, it's not going to be Warriors in six.
No,
that was my prediction.
Mine was Warriors in five. And I
okay, so we're not going to get that one home.
Yeah, unless they just cancel the series now and somehow like the Raptors are disqualified for cheating. But it was the Raptors are just, they're outplaying them, basically. And I don't believe, and it's the same thing I tell everybody when the Warriors beat them and they make excuses about, oh, this guy was hurt or this guy was hurt. Basketball doesn't feel sorry for you, bro. Everybody's got injuries. And this time the Warriors have injuries, I don't feel sorry for them.
Well, guys were out there playing.
Yep.
Everybody but KD the other night. They had almost their full contingent. So if they're not right, that's life.
Yep.
And
hard times.
Now, having said that, I probably would play the Warriors tonight.
I think the Warriors win tonight.
For the same reason that I played the Bruins. It's like the Raptors have never been there. Closing out a team is so hard to do.
It's difficult.
And so we'll see what happens.
But you've got a guy on that team in Kawhi Leonard who is a champion. And he's done
that is the one. That is the one difference, yes.
And this is not this isn't a team full of guys who have never done it before. When you're led by a guy who's done it before, I think it makes it a lot easier.
Danny Green's been there before.
Yep.
So they've at least got some guys. But it's still a lot to ask to try to take this team out in five games.
Yeah.
We'll see, though. I'm rooting for them. Mainly because it'll make the wife happy.
No, I'm rooting against them for that.
Yeah, well, she's in Canada to watch it tonight, so I kind of hope they win tonight because they'll all be at the lake bar and it'll be a big celebration. It'd be fun. So, but
yeah. She's not going out to Vegas with you?
No, she's already in Canada.
No distractions.
Dropped her off Saturday. Yeah, so I'm fly out Wednesday morning, and my flight currently is to Canada Sunday. That's the day of the final table. But I kind of feel like if I get to the final table, I'm not going to give a rat's ass how much it costs to change the flight. So, and then I'm heading up there for basically a week. So it's going to be a nice break. I'm going to try to totally unplug and not talk to anybody.
Yep.
That's the plan. But we'll see. If I win the tournament, I probably have to come on the show Monday and talk about it.
I would think so. I'll make room for you.
You got the fill-ins lined up?
It's a work in progress. Tomorrow is going to be finalizing day. I've got some people that I want to work with. I've still got to reach out to some of them. I've reached out to some, waiting to hear back on dates. We're going to try to make it happen.
Yeah, it's not as easy as you think to juggle everybody's schedule. I found that out when you were gone, and it's like, I basically had to say, okay, I just go down my list. Okay, what dates can you do? And then you basically just pick from that. But you got a good crew here, so I'm not worried. I think it'll be good. I think the people will enjoy it. So no matter who you throw in there. Yep. I don't think you're going to throw any donkeys in there.
I hope not.
I mean, it happens sometimes. But 713-780-ESPN is your number, and yeah, we'll talk a little bit about Yordan Alvarez and his home run. That was pretty cool to see. And that's a big dude, man.
Yeah. I think that won't be his last home run.
Nope. And you know what? They probably brought him up at just the right time. They could use a little boost right now offensively, I think, with all the guys out. But, man, if he turns out to be something and everybody comes back healthy, boy, they're going to be so good the rest of the way. All right. I have to tell you about my good friends at Innovative Lasers of Houston. And Laura and her crew over there are ready and willing to help you get rid of some of those unwanted pounds. And they can target specific areas. That's what they did for me. They targeted my stomach, and I was able to lose 10 inches. And you can lose 3 to 11 inches in just 2 weeks. It's that simple. All you have to do is be one of the first 100 to call 281-888-3094. 281-888-3094. Mention ESPN or me, and you're going to get 70% off. How about that? It's basically 50% off the regular price plus 3 free sessions, so that equals 70%. And it's really simple. No painful procedures, no downtime. You just lay there and they shine a red light on you. That's it. You're going to get more energy. It's going to change your life. You're going to feel better. They guarantee that 3 to 11 inches in 2 weeks. Give them a call, 281-888-3094. Make sure you mention ESPN 97.5 or me to get that special offer. You can also log on to InnovativeLasersOfHouston.com. And guys, the consultation is free, so it doesn't cost you anything to give them a call. Go see what they're about. See if it's right for you. 281-888-3094, InnovativeLasersOfHouston.com.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. And as AJ mentioned, the Alvarez homer was caught by a friend of his.
Yeah, Randy Bearden, who is one of the most hardcore Astros and Texans fans that I know. So I wasn't totally surprised to see him at the game. And I saw his social media. It was him holding up a ball like he'd caught a home run. That part wasn't surprising. And I guess, I don't know. I don't know if Randy's ever caught a ball at a game before. It goes to a lot of them. It's quite possible. He's on now. Randy, what's going on, buddy?
Fred, AJ, what's happening, fellas?
Hey, Randy also listens to our show, Fred. He's a blitzer. He doesn't listen to any other stations or any other shows, only ours.
So he's the smart.
Yeah. He believes all the other sports radio in this town is garbage. Right, Randy?
That is absolutely correct, sir.
Okay, thank you. Now, when was the decision made for you to go to that ball game?
I woke up yesterday morning on a whim and said I'd really like to watch Alvarez play his first game. So between about 9:30 and 10 a.m., I decided I was going to run down there by myself to go watch the game.
You didn't have anybody you wanted to invite? Your wife didn't want to go? I noticed I didn't get a text inviting me. I mean, was there anybody that you thought about taking that you didn't?
Wife was at church. You were at baseball, kid baseball, and had a couple other guys I threw out there, and nobody was interested. But I had one buddy that told me he was going to be hanging out at the pump like he always is every game that he goes to.
Okay, so you bought a nosebleed ticket and said, I'm just going to go hang out with my buddy here.
That is correct.
Okay, and I mean, did you guys decide you were going to spend the whole game right there, or what?
He always spends the entire game right there. I prefer to sit down.
Yeah.
if I go with my wife, I'm sitting down, but that's the spot that he likes. And since I was rolling solo, I said, you know what? I'm just going to hang out with this guy today.
Now, has he caught a baseball there before? I mean, I imagine if he's hanging out there all the time, he's probably had one come his way.
I'm not sure if he has. I don't think he has because he didn't mention it yesterday. But I have actually caught a couple of balls. I've caught a foul ball years ago when we first got to Minute Maid. And then I caught a batting practice home run from Robinson Cano a couple years ago when he was still with the Mariners.
Okay, so you're not new to this.
Now, no, not at all.
You are – how old are you, Randy?
48.
48 years old, and I think it's weird. You're still a man who brings a glove to a ball game, right?
It is very weird to bring a glove to a ball game.
Oh, so you did not bring a glove, you're saying. You had no glove.
I never have brought a glove, never will.
So did you get the measurements on how hard that ball was hit and how far it traveled?
107.3 mile per hour exit velo and 413 foot distance.
Now, one thing I know about you is typically you have a beer in hand. Were you holding a beer when the ball came your way?
I've already been asked this about five or six times. I do usually have a beer. I actually had just completed my Art Car IPA and was waiting for Alvarez to bat, complete the inning before I went to get my next beer.
Okay. Did you have a one-hand or two-hand catch?
A one-handed catch.
Oh, that's strong, man. That is strong. If you weren't married, you know you would have been getting the looks there, right?
What makes you think I wasn't still getting them?
Well, there's something else I wanted to ask you, and I thought about asking it on social media, but then I said, you know what, I'll just wait, because I figured we'd have you on the show today. Were you wearing jean shorts?
Everybody keeps asking me that. I don't know what's up with the color on the TV, but it's like they were gray golfing shorts.
Okay. Well, that's good to know, because I thought maybe your big moment and, you know, like, you never, it's like what your mom always tells you, make sure you put on clean underwear in case you're in an accident or something. You don't want to be on TV wearing jean shorts as a grown man. And the first picture I saw, I said, oh no, is Randy wearing jean shorts when he caught the ball? Because I feel like that would have ruined the whole thing, right?
Hey, if I have on jean shorts, I might as well take a glove.
That's what I'm saying, because you might as well be 7 years old. Now,
exactly.
So the Astros, I guess, is it security or is it the authentication guy? Who comes to find you?
Security had me in about probably less than 30 seconds, already tapping on my shoulder, telling me to come this way with them. And those guys head you over to guest services, where the Astros historian authenticator guy, Mike Acosta, he's waiting there when you get to guest services to talk to you. Basically, he's trying to get the ball away from you is what he wants to do.
Right. And when you hear about these things, there's a negotiation of sorts. And it's usually landmark home runs, like a first home run or a 500th home run or a record-breaking home run, something like that. I know, like, Barry Bonds' 71st ball, the one that he broke the record with, ended up going for quite a bit. So what's the – and, you, I mean, I know you're an Astros fan. I'm sure you think Yordan Alvarez has a big career in front of him. What's the initial offer that they throw out at you?
The initial offer was the one that I actually accepted. I asked for one thing more and was not absolutely promised it, but I was told they gave me some information that I could possibly get down the road. The initial offer was an autographed ball from Alvarez that was actually in play in yesterday's game, and then an autographed game-issued hat from Alvarez as well.
Okay. And what was the other thing that you asked for?
The agent told me that he would send me a signed Alvarez bat whenever he got more bats in, but when they brought him up, I believe they said they flew him in from Salt Lake City, where the Express are playing right now, and he only was able to show up with three bats.
Okay, so he needs them for now.
Yes.
Okay. What's your expectation that this agent's going to follow through? You got a percentage in mind?
Yeah, he seemed pretty decent guy. I'd say maybe 75-80% okay. Probably.
Yeah, it's funny that you think a sports agent's a pretty decent guy. Okay, well.
Those usually don't go hand in hand.
Yeah, not usually. Okay, so, I mean, was there any, and I saw you said that a lot of people were pressuring you to maybe ask for more, but you thought that this was something that meant more to him than it did to you.
Nah, man. I guess after you go to the game for so many years and you see these young kids coming up, you see this 21-year-old kid and you know he wants that ball. He wants that first home run in the majors, and it's worth way more to him than it is to me. And then even better, when the agent came and talked to me a little later, he tells me that his mom is in Cuba and can't even get to the States to watch him play, and he's going to be sending that ball to his mom, is what he told me.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, what are you going to do with the ball and the hat? Do you have like in the man cave? Do you have a place set up where this is going to go?
Well, I'm probably going to work on getting something done in a little shadow box or something like that done, and maybe like a couple of the pictures that are flying all over the place right now put into like a shadow box or something like that probably.
Okay. Make sure you Photoshop them to make the jeans look good. Does it make the shorts look gray and not like jean shorts?
All right, we'll try to adjust the color a little bit to make them look a little more gray and a little less jean colored.
Okay, good call.
Hey, how much was your phone blowing up yesterday? Because you got all kinds of TV time. Even later in the game, they were showing you beer in hand, of course.
I would say, Fred, I would say somewhere between the home run to the end of the game, probably a couple hundred texts, 100+. Facebook messages and a whole lot of Twitter going on.
I also saw via Twitter that you are a mutual friend of Joel Blank, another man who works at this station. You don't listen to his show, obviously, because you only listen to ours. But Joel Blank tweeted you and said that it's been too long, buddy. You guys are old buddies or what?
I believe he might know a couple of buddies of mine from back in the day, a Jamie and a Chase and a couple other fellas. So I've known him from around the way a long time ago. He's a pretty good guy.
Okay, but he sucks at radio?
He's horrible at radio. He needs to give it up.
Okay, good call. That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear, Randy.
Joel, I'm just messing with you, buddy.
That is Randy Bearden, the guy who caught Yordan Alvarez. Did you get to meet Yordan by the way? Did that happen?
No, they won't let you go through with it, man.
Oh, that's garbage. You should say I'm keeping that ball forever then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right, man. Appreciate it, dude, and congratulations. That's a cool moment. You'll be able to tell that story for a long time. And yeah, I'll hit you up soon. We'll go get some beers.
All right, guys. Stay sportsy.
All right.
That's pretty cool.
That's a cool story, man.
Yeah, it is.
I think.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, it's one thing to catch a random home run ball, but, I mean, that's – And I remember, I have a handful of autographed baseballs, and I have one that's not autographed, and it's a home run ball that my dad actually caught when we were at a Rangers game, and Bo Jackson hit it.
Oh, wow.
And in the old Rangers stadium, the handrails were painted blue, and I want to say it was early in the season, and they had, I mean, been freshly painted, and the ball hit the handrail, hit off a woman, like an old woman,
yeah,
and landed right in my dad's hand. And my dad, being the smart that he was, or that he is, knew that the woman who had gotten hit in the face, there was going to be pressure from fans to give her the ball. So he immediately gave me the ball because I was like 9 or 10 years old.
Yeah.
What's this bloody lady going to take a ball from me? But the ball does have like a blue scuff mark on it from where it hit the...
You sure it wasn't from her hair?
I don't think she was that. I mean, she was like... to me, she was an old lady at the time. She was like in her 40s.
Oh.
But she was bleeding for sure. So it was kind of funny, but... I didn't have to give the ball up because I was a kid. If my dad had caught it without me, it would have been serious pressure to hand that ball over.
Yeah. Yeah.
But nobody was that. This was before people were coming out to authenticate balls or anything. And, you know, nobody cared. It was just a home run.
Yeah.
So I couldn't trade it for anything.
It's too bad. Somebody says he's a better man than me. I would have held out for a lot more. But I kind of agree with him. If something like that. You know, kid's first home run.
Yep. You know. I mean, again, that dude's worked his whole life to get to where he had that moment. I mean, you paid $20 to get into the game. Like, what's...
And you got a lot of TV time out of it.
You got TV... I mean, and you got, you know, he got an autographed hat and he got an autographed baseball and he's probably going to get an autographed bat out of it. I mean, it's a pretty cool thing if you ask me. Yeah. So, I'd much rather the dude who hit it. And I'll tell you what. We had a kid on our team hit a home run, his first home run a couple weeks back, and it was a night game. And I was out in the woods in the rain looking for the baseball so I could give him his first home run baseball. So, I just think it's one of those things, and that's for an 11-year-old. So if you can do it, just do it. Just let those kids have their memories.
Yeah, I just think that's a cool thing.
I do too. All right, guys. You know what else is a cool thing? Carbach. And you know what else is even cooler? Free Carbach and free burgers. And if you want free Carbach and a free burger, you can come to our office on Thursday. Carbach's going to come by. They're going to hand out free Carbach burgers and Crawford Bach in our parking lot starting at 4 o'clock. So you blitzers, you're out and about in the Galleria area. You're like, man, you know what would be great right now? A free beer and a burger. Yeah, it would be great. Stop by and get one. First 150 people who show up will get one. 5353 West Alabama near the Galleria here in our parking lot out front. The burgers at 44 Farms Texas Beef. It's a handmade bun, melted Texas cheddar cheese, caramelized onions, beer and bacon, mustard aioli. It's just a fantastic burger. If you haven't been out to the restaurant, then you don't know about it. But what I will tell you right now, all during the month of June, you go out to the restaurant, you get one of these burgers, you get a Crawford Bach for just $2 there in the pub. So swing by Carbach if you can't make it by on Thursday. But if you can, stop by and get yourself a Carbach and a burger on Thursday. 5353 West Alabama. And remember to stop by 4th of July. Do 4th of July out at Carbach. Listen to Cheap Trick playing live at Carbach. It's a family-friendly event. Children under 12 are in for free. They're going to have free parking, $5 craft beers. It's just a great time. Doors open at 6. Tickets available now at CarbachBrewing.com. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer today or ask your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-3776. Let's squeeze in a call real quick. Stuart wants to weigh in on Yordan Alvarez. What's up, Stuart?
Sports, gentlemen.
Sports, sir?
Fred, best of luck to you in Las Vegas. I'd hate to see you win enough to retire, but if you do, I'll be happy for you.
I'm not going to win enough to retire, but, you know, we'll see how it goes. Thank you.
Yeah, so my question and comment for Alvarez, I'm pretty sure Tyler White pissed down his leg watching that ball travel out. What's the legitimate possibilities that he's being currently shot as part of a trade deal for a quality starter? I'll hang up and listen.
Don't, I mean, again, who's like, you know what? We've got this good starting pitcher, and we're looking to trade him. Let's go after Tyler White. No, I mean,
you think they'll throw in Derek Fisher?
Yeah, I mean, now we've, you know, you get at the you get to a point where these guys come up and you see what they are, and okay, they're maybe not what you hoped they would be. It's not that Tyler, I don't know, Tyler White's, well, he's probably a serviceable major leaguer. He's not a
not having a great year right now.
He's not. He's not an everyday major leaguer at this point. He shouldn't be. So, it is what it is, and that's it's what I always say about these prospects. When you call them up, one of two things can happen: you either strike gold or you strike out. And very often, especially with more highly touted ones, and Tyler White was actually kind of a.
He was a pretty well thought of prospect.
Yeah, but not early on, it seems. It seems like he like blossomed into one. Because I think most people thought JD Davis was going to be the bigger stud of those guys, right?
Yeah.
And then where's he at?
Yeah.
So I think once you bring them up and people see what they are, sometimes you're surprised and sometimes you're disappointed. And, you know, and then there's other times, like with Bregman. And Bregman is a case where he lived up to the hype. Correa, I would say.
Eventually. I mean, he started off terrible.
Well, yeah.
And Bregman Astros stuck with him, which was smart.
0-1,000. But they also were more invested in him than they are in a guy like Tyler White.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about it. He was like, what, the second, third pick in the draft?
Yeah.
He wasn't going away that easily, especially after, you know, whatever, 50 at-bats or whatever it was that he started off poorly.
But let's, as fun as it was to see the kid up, let's be patient because he could very easily go on a 1-for-25 stretch here as he adjusts to major league pitching.
I promise you, Yordan Alvarez isn't Ted Williams.
No, that's Kyle Tucker.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yordan Alvarez is not Barry Bonds.
Okay.
So let's just slow down. But obviously, it's a good start and you're excited about it. Oddly enough, I don't hear anyone saying, man, maybe the Astros should think about trading Yordan Alvarez for a quality starter, even though...
Boy, his stock is about as high, it may be exactly. As high as it's ever going to be.
So, it's funny that people want other teams' top-level guys, but they're not willing to give up their prospects, and that's what I always think is a problem with baseball fans. You're like, oh, well, now that we know Tyler White sucks and we don't have any use for him, we should trade him for somebody else's good players. That's not how things typically work.
Generally, no, but then you have some idiot teams that do
it
that.
It happens sometimes.
Like, oh, you know what? We really like this Tyler White. We think he can develop into something. Yeah, we'll give you Corey Kluber for him. So,
but I mean, think about this. Let's say you could turn Yordan Alvarez into Corey Kluber tomorrow. You basically turned Josh Fields, who you traded for Yordan Alvarez, into Corey Kluber.
That's a positive.
That's such a win. No matter what Yordan Alvarez ever does in his major league career, and the Astros won't do this because it's not what they do.
Yeah,
but no matter what Yordan Alvarez does in his career, you still basically traded Josh Fields for Corey Kluber, which is. No matter what metrics you use, amazing. But the Astros have, as a franchise, have shown they'd much rather have a really, really, really incredible fifth outfielder than a potential game changing guy who's a veteran who's a potential game changer. So, different franchises look at it differently. And the fact that the Dodgers at that one point thought that Josh Fields was the kind of guy who could get him over the hump and were willing to give up Yordan Alvarez to see if it worked. And it didn't work, but it doesn't always work. And I know Astros fan will go back to when they gave up all the great prospects to get Randy Johnson and it didn't work. What if it would have? You know, what if it would have worked out? It wasn't a dumb trade.
No, it kind of worked out. The guy went 10-1 down the stretch. They didn't win their ultimate goal.
Yeah.
But you make that trade every time because you weren't going to win it without him. It's just like Verlander.
Yep.
I mean, same kind of thing. You weren't going to win the title without Justin Verlander.
And the thing about Verlander and the reason you were able to get Verlander without giving up real prospects is because ownership was willing to take on a lot of money. And wisely at the time, I think, it's when we were talking before about trading prospects during that run, they didn't have a front-end starter. They didn't have a guy who you knew could be the horse that would get you through those playoffs. They needed that. And they decided, well, we'd rather trade money than prospects or top-level prospects. And they did. And it worked. But you can't do that all the time unless you're like the Yankees or the Red Sox.
Right, right. All right, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Guys, your credit card bills keeping you up at night? Interest rates in the double digits? Well, hey, you know what you can do? You could pay off your credit card balances with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. You can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. I don't know what you're paying on your credit cards. It's probably about 18 to 20%. Well, imagine if you could get 5.95% APR with AutoPay, and if you've got good credit, there's no reason you can't. You could save thousands of dollars in interest depending on how much you've actually got on your cards. You can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000. No fees. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. It's such an awesome and easy process. And if you want to save even more, Blitzers will get an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Lock and load, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Join The Blitz at Big City Wings Spring location this Friday from 4 to 7 p.m.
That's the Spring Rayford location. Rayford. There's two Spring locations.
Okay.
We want to send people to the right one.
All right, Rayford Road. That's easy enough, right? Come enjoy some of their limited time menu items like their honey bun burger and sour cream and onion wings. That Mac and Crack is great too. We'll be out. Well, we won't be out there. AJ will be out there this Friday from 4 to 7 at Big City Wings, Rayford Spring location. I'm really pissed that you guys are doing a show at Big City Wings without me.
Well, it wasn't my call, dude.
Well, I know. I try to get them to reschedule it. And they're like, we don't care. Nobody wants you there.
Sorry.
So that's fine. No hurt feelings or anything.
Don't be a baby.
Any advice from AJ about how to get out of a speeding ticket from Austin?
No. Like, I haven't got a speeding ticket, knock on whatever this thing's made of, in probably 5 years now. But there was a time when my driver's license was... Well, there was a time when my driver's license was suspended when I was young, but it was almost suspended again as a grown adult because I always get speeding tickets, or I always did get speeding tickets. I'm a little better at it now, but I never got out of tickets. And part of it is my attitude when I get pulled over by an authority figure. I don't do well with that. And I don't like...
Shocker.
I'm like, really? 6 miles an hour over? You're going to be an a-hole over 6 miles an hour? And my wife's like, shut up. Just shut up. Just do... And I can never just shut up and deal with it.
So I always just, yes, sir, no, sir. Yeah, I usually get out of it.
So Fred's the one to ask for advice. I never get out of things.
Well, once you have it, there's nothing you can do about it.
Right. Yeah. I never get out of things. What you can do is show up at court and...
Hope
that they don't show up. And that's worked for me a couple times. Like the cop didn't show up and it just got dismissed. But, you know, unless I've got to drive somewhere, like if I had to drive to Austin, I'd send in the payment. I wouldn't drive in and, you know, try to wait in court and hope that the guy doesn't show up.
Or you can do defensive driving so it doesn't mess with your insurance.
Yeah, you can do that too. I've done that. I've done defensive driving a couple times. But you'll also learn if you keep getting tickets, you can only do defensive driving once a year.
That was once every 2 years.
I might be. Yeah. I don't know.
I haven't had enough to wear it.
I've done a lot. And God, it's the worst. you like they say, oh, the comedy defensive driving. It's not funny. There's nothing funny about that. I mean, it's just they rent out comedy clubs to do it because comedy clubs have nothing going on in them during the daytime. So they'll do defensive driving there for like, you know, for zero rent. Horrible.
409 says, my copy of your book came in on Friday. I'm not much of a reader, but I had a hard time putting it down all weekend. Great work, man. Keep it up. Looking forward to the next one. Thanks, man. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Great response so far for it. And looking forward to the next step, which is the movie, which should be fun. Michael from Pick Me says it's 1 year. He just did it last week.
Yeah.
So there you go. Once a year. But those are your options. That's, well, once you got one, I think he was hoping it's like, oh yeah, I'll call my police friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that doesn't, it's not going to happen. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Did you see this David Ortiz story?
Yes.
Apparently, if you didn't see it, he was shot in the Dominican Republic. Police now believe...
in the abdomen.
Yeah.
I don't like getting shot in the guts. That's a bad place.
Yeah, but as you know from Reservoir Dogs, it hurts like hell, but it takes a long time to die.
Yeah.
So apparently he's going to be okay.
So there's nothing good about that.
No, but I'm sure it hurts. But did you see that they believe the men who did it were hired by a drug lord to kill him because the drug lord believed Ortiz was having an affair with his wife? I'm just going to public service announcement here. Anyone with lord in their title, don't mess with their wife. Don't even smile at them. That like drug lord, slum lord, overlord, anything like that, they're going to kill you. So don't even talk to the dude's wife. Apparently, the two guys were allegedly police officers were hired, and it was a hit. So they're not very good at their hitman job either.
If you're a hitman and you can't even kill the guy, you suck at your job.
Yeah. Oh, well. At least he's okay. But, man, if I'm him, stay away from dudes' wives.
Yeah, not a good call. Yeah. And he was like, apparently he went to the cops and he was begging for, or he's like, I'm a good man. Don't let me die. I'm a good man. Kyle tweeted and said the Astros did give up top prospects for Verlander. Okay. I mean, I guess according to MLB Pipeline, they may have been top prospects. I don't think any of them had been outside of single A. Maybe Franklin Perez had been outside of single A. None of them had had any success outside of single A had they gone there. So while they may be rated highly by scouts, they were still nowhere near the major league level. And guess what? I don't think any of those guys are near the major league level right now either. It's like Mike Cameron's son. I don't even remember his name.
Yeah, I know they thought highly of him when they drafted him because they were able to sign him for more money. And so he went later than people thought because they didn't think he was going to sign, and they thought a lot of him, but I don't know that any of them actually amounted to anything.
Yeah.
So, and they may or may not. That's why they're prospects.
Exactly.
And some of them are going to turn out to be good players. The Astros have traded some guys who've gone on to be good players.
Oh, yeah. Josh Hader is an example. Foltynewicz is an example. I mean, they've given away some guys, but... And those were trades that, looking back, they go, damn. But, I mean, what matters is winning World Series. And I don't care if the – think in now, hindsight
– now what matters is having a chance to win the World Series.
Yes. But in hindsight, if I told you the Astros to win the World Series 2 years ago had given up Yordan Alvarez, Kyle Tucker, and Forrest Whitley to get Justin Verlander, would you be upset?
No.
No, because they won a World Series. No one cares after that. Yeah, once you win the World Series, who cares what those other three guys do? Good luck. I hope you guys go on and have some success. Be a Hall of Famer. I don't care. Astros won a World Series.
Yeah, and yeah, that's. But even like I said, going back to the Johnson trade, I didn't fault that at all because they went for it and they were in a position to go for it, and you knew it was going to be a rental. Hell, look at the Raptors.
Yep.
You know, Leonard may just wind up being a rental.
Who cares? If they win a championship?
If you win, hey, it doesn't matter what you gave up.
Yeah.
You give up 10 DeMar DeRozans.
And by the way, somebody asked somebody asked me this the other day, if Kawhi wins a championship with the Raptors, is there going to be pressure on him to stay? And I said, I don't think so. I think there's less pressure on him if he wins. If he wins, he's done his job and he can go wherever he wants to go. I'm not saying.
I don't think it's going to matter.
I don't think so either. I don't think win or lose. I think that he's, if he likes it there, he'll consider it. If he doesn't, he'll move on. But the fact that he's gotten them this far, it was worth it to the Raptors.
Absolutely.
I mean,
if you, I guess Harden's a little different deal. But if you told me the Rockets were going to trade James Harden to get Kawhi Leonard for 1 year and it would get him to the finals, would you do it?
It would get him to the finals?
Yeah. And they'd be up 3-1.
Yeah, I'd take that for sure.
You take it right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, it's going for it sometimes you have to give some things up. So Nick says, it's like people don't understand a trade is supposed to be a win-win for both teams in theory, not a win for one and a loss for the other. Yeah, that's the thing.
That's what fans want, though. Yeah, they want their team to win and the other team to lose.
Yeah, the other team has to lose. But the reality is, if you're a team like the Tigers, at the time, you needed prospects. And, you know, those were the guys they liked. The Astros needed a number one starting pitcher. Worked for both of them. I mean, even if those players don't amount to anything, at least they got some guys that they might be able to develop into players down the road when they weren't going to be able to do anything with Verlander. So, yeah, in theory, it should be win-win. Harry's Razors is always win.
No doubt.
Yeah, it's win-win-win, shave. And Father's Day is coming, guys. You want to take care of Dad? I'm telling you, Harry's Razors is the way to do it because you're going to be able to get something that's not expensive that your dad's going to love or the man in your life or a gift. It's not going to break the bank. You can do all those. Get them a nice Father's Day set from Harry's. Quality durable blades at honest prices. They're just $2 each. And they've got a special offer for Father's Day. $5 off a Harry's shave set. And so you can treat yourself or the man in your life to a five-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover. Just use code FAOUR at harrys.com. And the cool thing is when your dad restocks his blades, he's not going to have to overpay. It's just $2 each. This Father's Day, Harry's has a special offer just for the Blitzers. Get $5 off a shave set from Harry's with code FAOUR at harrys.com. That means you get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code FAOUR at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today. Use code FAOUR at checkout to claim your offer. Let them know you're a Blitzer. That's harrys.com, code FAOUR.
ESPN 97.5.
Don't miss the Pasadena Gun Show this weekend only. Hundreds and hundreds of tables of guns, ammo, shooting supplies, and more. Everything you can imagine.
If you have ever considered purchasing a gun, now.